Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing, which I don't know what else I could have done, but I know that I should have done something else. I don't know. Today, what would I do? I probably would have gone to the media. I was scared then because I couldn't even believe, you know, because I was starting to doubt myself. But Nick Rothe was, the DA was Sam Millsap. I think I said it was Nick Rothe. It was Sam Millsap. And Nick Rothe was in charge of the investigation. I believe he was assistant DA. And he became involved in the investigation from the standpoint of looking at what was happening at the hospital. Rothe felt familiar with the territory because his father was a doctor and a director on the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District. Rothe's great-grandfather had once chaired the county hospital board, and his portrait hung at the Medical Center Hospital. So you start getting into people who had involvement with the hospital and had a good reason to want to maintain judicious silence so that nothing happened to that hospital. And Art Brogley was the investigator on the case. It was after this time that I was hired by an attorney to become a nurse investigator, which I did for a long period of time, several months, until the trial. And at the time of the trial, you know, we thought it was going to be a huge murder case. It was death of a child and injury to a child. I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is happening here? Why is there only two babies here? And, of course, I will let you figure that out yourself. The case was mitigated after the internal investigation with Paul Green, their attorney, the private attorney for Medical Center Hospital. And, in fact, it's quoted in the book, The Death Shift, that Paul Green, the private attorney for Medical Center Hospital, told Dr. Corum in January 1982 that the hospital district should not contact the DA because Janine Jones might file suit. So that's the reason they said they did not contact the DA's office. They never did. And there's a lot of things that happened in between all of this. Coming down to the point of about 60-plus suspicious deaths. 60. That's 60 children that are no longer alive today. And why? Because of a lot of professional people who took the Hippocratic Oath and whose job it was to do the right thing. It just blows my mind to think to this date, 60 children, 60 plus children, and they didn't even investigate her other jobs that she had before that time, which I asked the question, why not? Why aren't you investigating the other jobs that she had? She worked for a nursing agency. So the story goes on to this date. As to they're trying to now resurrect another case. And I'm sure the hospital is not happy about this at all. And I am so sad that I did not do enough on this case. I am so sad. I did not do enough at that time. I did everything I knew of. And herein lies the problem. We're not educated in how to go and do the right thing when there's a legal issue, when there's a problem, when there's a moral issue even that needs to be addressed. We don't know what to do. When we come back from this 3-minute break, let's talk more about that and what should you do. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I wish I had done more, and that's why I was so motivated after this that I wanted to speak out on what happened with the Gulf War illness and that people were dying. But I took on the Department of Defense at that point. The bottom line of the whole story with Jeanine Jones is that she was convicted of murder of a child and injury to a child, or death of a child. Death of a child and injury to a child. Sent off to prison, and everybody tried to keep the whole story quiet at Bexar County Hospital, and they changed the name to Medical Center Hospital after that. I went on and moved to New York at that time, and it was all over. So the whole story was mitigated to the point of not letting people know what really had been done. All I can say is it is a tragedy beyond belief. And those parents to this day don't have a child. They have estimated between 49 and 60 children died. I can assure you there were a lot. And then the books were written, The Death Shift and Deadly Medicine. I did receive a call from the warden at Gatesville one time telling me that she was up for parole, I believe in 2002, maybe it was, and wanting to know if I wanted to make a statement about that. And I did, that you know, obviously she did not need to be out, a person that is that twisted. And then she was up for parole again in 2009 and turned down. And now she will be out in 2017. If something doesn't happen. And that's what I'm working on now. I'm working with them to try and keep her in prison. I don't know what else I would have done. I was so naive at that time. I was a 28-year-old nurse that did not understand how to get along in the world, a world that is set up against the people. And I'm sorry to say that, but it was. And, of course, then comes the Department of Defense issue, in which I found out that they had armed Iraq just prior to the Gulf War. And I'm talking about the United States government. The UK had transshipped biologicals and chemicals through Jordan and sold them to Saddam Hussein prior to the Gulf War. Wait a minute. 1986, 1987, they knew they were going to go to war with Iraq. That had all been set up, just like every war is set up now. In fact, April Glaspie, who was the ambassador to Iraq, when asked by Saddam Hussein your comment on what we are going to do because of the slant drilling that is going on with Kuwait underneath Iraq, taking out Iraq's oil, and she said, we have no opinion on the subject and don't want to get involved. That's not the official quote, but you can see it online. So April Glaspie kind of turned a blind eye to it, and Iraq invades Kuwait, and then the United States is on top of them. There's a Senate Report 103-97. You can go to GulfWarVets.com and see that. 103-97 that shows the biologicals and chemicals that were shipped to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War. And when I found out about this, because I was already sick as a result of the vaccines that I had received, I began wondering, wait a minute, what is going on here? Why would the United States government sell anthrax in 55-gallon drums that was not attenuated or weakened and was capable of reproduction, which means it is not an experimental agent or for experimentation? It was for the real deal use. And that began my desire to want to tell the truth about why people were dying in the Gulf War. Vaccines, biologicals, and chemicals. And then I learned that the United States government, through a UN general that had been convened a group of special forces, started the oil well fires. My gosh, the whole war had been set up. The whole war was being a created war, ladies and gentlemen. And who was the victim? Well, the people of Iraq, of course, the citizens of Iraq, and the U.S. military, and whatever other coalition forces, France, I mean, there were lots of coalition forces there. They prided themselves in something like 20-some coalition forces involved in the Gulf War. And then we had Naira, who was the young girl, who said, they're throwing babies out of the incubators, these Iraqi, horrible Iraqi military people in Kuwait. I was there, I know, and it turned out to be that she never go to Kuwait. She was the daughter of a high-level government official to Kuwait. Naira, the story's online. You can see it, and also her testimony. So when I put all this together, I went to an attorney, and he told me, I cannot fade the IRS audit I would get. I do not want to be your attorney any longer. Where do you go? I went to some other attorneys. I went to lots of people. Who's going to believe me saying that I've got evidence that we sold Iraq 8 shipments of a biological warfare agent and they're wanting to do vaccine trials against it? Who is going to believe that? Who would believe that we would kill our own men? Nobody would believe that. Except for the military people that were there, knew that they were sick, and when they came back, went to the VA, they were told, well, you have a mental problem. That's when we started getting the story. So the U.S. illegally shipped biologicals and chemicals to Iraq prior to the Gulf War, knowing we were going to go to war. And it's all in Beyond Treason. The depleted uranium, I was not aware of at the time. That came a little bit later. But then I started getting all the hearings that were being held on the Gulf War illness, in which they said, well, these military people are just crazy. And then some of the hearings said, no, they're not crazy. These people are sick. So I testified before the Presidential Advisory Commission on the Gulf War illnesses, and my testimony was not placed in the record after my name was blank. Because everybody else was saying, oh, Department of Defense, please help us. Please help us. We're sick. Please do the right thing. I was saying, you created this problem. Now you need to stop it. And they didn't like that. So I did a DVD called Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction. And I mean, it made some people upset. It's still available. And there's some things in there that they really, really hate. It's available at the Power Mall. Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction. And thanks to Ralph Winterroad, he paid to have that done. I met Ralph Winterroad back in 1996 when he read the documentation I had researched or read the story that I had put together on what happened, and he could not believe it. He said, I will pay you to come to Alaska and speak to the military people in Anchorage and at Fairbanks and around the country or around the state. We went to several places and did programs for people that had gotten out of the military, because he could not believe what happened. Then he said, this has got to be put into a DVD or a video at the time. And he paid for that. And I will forever be grateful for what he did. Ralph Winterroad is the real deal, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. He is an awesome man with an awesome ability to research, and he saw what had happened. And then along comes people like Chuck Harder, who put me on the air and said, whoa, we got to hear this story. Invited me down there to Florida. I told the story. And, of course, I started getting hit with all kinds of character assassination things on the Internet. Of course, the Internet was just beginning way back in 96. Well, not, but pretty much to our knowledge. And then Jeff Rentz put me on the air, which I will be forever grateful for. He believed my story and took me out to Santa Barbara and had me go out and speak to different colleges and veterans there about what had happened during the war and why these people were dying. Because nobody knew the Gulf War veterans were dying. They thought because only 148 people died during the Gulf War and half of those were from friendly fire, so why was everybody dying? Nobody knew they were dying is the problem. Thousands and thousands were going to the VA, and they were studying them to find out if there was a problem. Not what the problem was, but if there was a problem. And guess what? There was a huge problem. But only the veterans were able to talk about it amongst themselves because nobody believed them. That is, well, the story. So I started going around the country talking to them, and that's when I got attacked by the John Birch Society, by the American Legion, by people that I thought would be saying, whoa, we want to take this information and help you. Oh, no. Have they done it today? No. Go to GulfWarVets.com and look at the Hall of Shame. And I got all kinds of problems in my life after that. I actually had my ID was stolen, or identity theft, which we didn't even know about identity theft that much back in 1996. But I went in to a place where we were going to buy an RV, a used RV, to travel around the country to talk to veterans. We didn't have much money, and I needed to borrow everything to do this. And the guy said, well, do you have a good credit history? And I said, yeah. I got one late pay in 10 years. So he went back, got the record, came out with a sack of stuff and said, lady, you're about ready to be arrested. And I said, what? You've got 16 credit cards you never paid on, 4 bank loans, and you have a bankruptcy on your name, a federal bankruptcy on your name. Now imagine being told that in an RV dealership or anywhere. I'll tell you what happened after this four-minute break. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking about what happened after I whistle blew on the subject of the Department of Defense. And in the Beyond Treason, there are about 3,000 pages of documents that support what I've said, which is why it's really never been criticized. They can't. It is accurate and, unfortunately, more accurate than I even realized at the time. I mean, seriously. I want to go back to the event that happened in which I went into this RV dealership and they said, you've got 14 credit cards that not a dime has ever been paid on, four bank loans that not a dime was ever paid on, and a federal bankruptcy on your name. I was shocked. I was so shocked that was in Dallas at the time. And I went all the way back to Houston, where I was living at the time, went straight to the bankruptcy court, went in there, gave him my Social Security number, and said, I was told I have a federal bankruptcy on my name. They brought out something, a stack of about 6 inches worth of documents on me. Guess what? Not one of them was me. But it was on my Social Security number. Someone had been able to create 16 credit cards, 4 bank loans, and a federal bankruptcy on my name. How does anyone in this world create a bankruptcy on someone and they don't know anything about it? I never got a piece of documentation in the mail that would have told me anything was wrong. Now, this is a story people can't believe. Well, guess what? It was huge. It cost me a lot of money. I had to hire an attorney. I had to go to federal court. I had to prove who I was. It took me a year to be able to show I had never created a bankruptcy. And a licensed attorney signed his name to it, that he knew me and had done the bankruptcy. Can you believe these kinds of things can happen? Well, if you understand the matrix, yeah. But this was 1996. So that's just one example of how my life became very challenged as a result of what I was saying. And I would not quit talking about it. And one of the stories that I talk about is the one in, well, there's so many stories that I could tell you about, but there's, and it's so sad because many of the people today don't even know what happened to them and why they're sick and why their families left them and why they didn't want to be a part of their life. And how many people got ill as a result of this and that they transferred it through the semen to their spouses. They had deformed babies. There was even a group that started investigating Gulf War babies that had been born with all kinds of problems. No arms, no legs. I mean, just horrible, horrible things. And the story goes on today, and it's never been told other than from someone like myself. And like I said, I didn't go into radio because I wanted to be on the radio. I went into radio because I wanted to scream it from the rooftops that there are a lot of people out there that will stop at nothing to kill, maim, make a lot of money. And I've given you two major examples today. Two major examples. I wish were not true. Now, you may have your own story, and you may say, well, my story is even bigger and better than that one. Well, I hope you do, and I hope you tell it. And I hope we hear about it. And I hope that what happened with Agent Orange and Agent Blue, and I hope that what happened with BZ, the drug that was given by the government to military units during Vietnam, half the unit received BZ, half the unit did not. What was BZ? It was a hallucinogenic drug that lasts a lot longer than LSD. They wanted to see if they gave BZ to a unit, if they would kill each other. And guess what they did? They killed each other. They called it friendly fire. So biologicals and chemicals were sold, and then the Tri-Service Vaccine Task Force, under some, at the time, secret documents that I received, well, they're not secret now, they've declassified documents, marked declassified, by the way, showed that they wanted to do vaccine trials against a lot of this. Wait a minute, are you telling me you're using us? I joined the military to be a flight nurse, save people's lives, take care of them in the air. And there were people plotting our demise in experiments. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley. Let's take some phone calls at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923 on subject.
great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and I hope you all are doing that. And I hope you are screaming it from the rooftops, whatever it is that you believe that needs to be heard to make a difference. Gulf War veterans are still dying. Is that why I and many thousands of Gulf War veterans now have cancer? Is that why? I don't know. What is happening in a world where this did not stop? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the fact. I put out all of this information in something called The Cutting Edge, and I'd like Catherine to put that in the email blast. The Cutting Edge did an really incredible. I had done a speech in Michigan, and they transcribed it, and I think just about everything absolutely there is accurate. Nothing has ever changed. It's only gotten worse. Gulf War II, Gulf War III, Gulf War whatever we've got. Afghanistan, same thing happening, only worse in spades. And the world does not see that when you join the military, you will become exposed to all kinds of things that may very well kill you. While still saying, oh, go serve your country and do this so that we can keep people free at home. Really? The military is a medical experimentation unit. They experimented on the Seventh-day Adventist, Operation White Coat. Oh, you think that can't? I talked to a pastor who said, no, that would have never happened. He was pastor of a Seventh-day Adventist church, SDA. He said that would have never happened. I said, you want to see the evidence on it? Operation White Coat. They sold out their 17-year-old or 18-year-old kids to be experimental guinea pigs because they'd never had a cup of coffee or they were pure as the driven snow. No drugs, no alcohol. And they used them for experimentation. There's so many experiments. Beyond Treason is about those experiments. And I wish you would get it. It's only $10 at the Power Mall. And it's got 3,000 pages of documents. And if you're a vet and you can't afford it, we will send you one. But I wish you would get it and look at these documents. And then you tell me that there are not the most evil people in charge of the Department of Defense wearing all kinds of stars on their shoulders or eagles on their shoulders. The most evil people I can imagine come under the guise of a blue uniform or a green uniform or whatever uniform. It's criminal, ladies and gentlemen. These people need to be in prison for the rest of their natural lives for what they have done. Absolutely criminal. Let's take some phone calls. I want to stay on target on subject today with whistleblowing and with either the Gulf War or Janine Jones. If you have any information on those cases, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Morning, Joyce.
Morning.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself because, you know, all that you've gone through and anybody listening today, you know, is reminded of that. You know, you didn't do a little bit of something about stuff. You did a lot of stuff about stuff. Mm. And it's, you know, anybody that's willing to sit back and say, well, I don't want to lose this or that. I don't want to stick my head out. And, you know, it's, to me, that's the same as being Judas, you know, where you're taking your 30 pieces of silver. Only, you know, I gave somebody that should have done something with it beyond Treason, and he didn't. And he was in the, you know, in the Marines, and he was a trainer or whatever. And I know some of the people that he trained back in 1986 were over there in the Gulf War, and that really ticked me off. Anybody that does not have beyond Treason should get it, and you shouldn't even have to buy it on sale. You know what I mean? But at any rate, that will really open up your eyes so much.
Well,
and
thank you.
When you see what Joyce has been through and what Doug Rocky has been through. Doug Rocky is like the Energizer Bunny of a medical.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. You know what I mean? He keeps going. He keeps trying.
And he keeps going, and he is so sick. And he has been through so much, depleted uranium poisoning. He is amazing. Al, thank you for your kind words, and thank you. I mean, I don't know what is enough to do when it comes to the truth, but the truth is such a passion for me. That's why I do this radio show. The truth is a passion. And I'm glad that people like you appreciate that and listen and resound with that and go out and give away Beyond Treason, because it'll get somewhere. Someone will look at it, and someone, it will make a difference with someone, and I thank you very much for that. But yeah, and accolades to Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky, Major Doug Rocky. The man is absolutely phenomenal for what he has done. And Dave, I thank you very much, and I know you're a stand-up person, and I know that you speak out, and that is so important.
Yeah, can I say something, Joyce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody, you know, that may not be all that familiar, go to the Power Mall and just start perusing. You'll be amazed what you're going to see there.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you very much.
You
very kind words. Myatt in New York. Myatt, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. And I definitely want to agree with Dave. And thank you for sharing that. It's something that I'm going to listen to again because it's just so much information coming at you. But
thank
I want to connect your story to my being plunged into the emotion of my brother's situation. When you bring these things up, and I understand you had to move on to get as many calls in, but there's so much emotion that you haven't even dealt with around them. Now, there's a connection to your hospital story with him because after his exposure to Agent Orange, he too frequently would come down with pneumonia or collapsed lung. In the last instance of about June of 1994, he went to the hospital on his own and a friend with difficulty to breathe. He had come to the Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center, big and conglomerate now, teaching and prominent hospital where he was a nine-term baby. They put him in a room off to the side for 12 hours until he died. And I
wow.
wound up, and I wound up, and the story gets even thicker, as it were, because I wound up getting a fairly small settlement, a bit less than $100,000 from his death. I talked about it on the air, right, et cetera, et cetera. But what happened after that? My dad, who was had been very prominent in his community as a duplicate bridge player and insurance broker, he was taken off and institutionalized under this guardianship scheme in order to get that money. And, of course, he was a very healthy person in his early 90s, very active in getting about. And, of course, it brings on a premature death. I got an attorney who wound up getting the settlement monies, but then he also betrayed me. So obviously it's a long story. I'm still working on it, but it connects to the hospitals, and I tell people to stay out of them. And
yeah, but you know, and Mayad, I appreciate what you're saying, and yes, those bad things do go on, but hospitals do lots of good things also. And I really want to say that when I was at St. Mary's in Jefferson City, I would have never believed I could have gotten such good care, and I didn't even want to go into the hospital. But I just want to give credit where credit is due. They do a lot of good things, and just because a couple of bad things have happened, and you really went through an experience there, and I just dread thinking how veterans are treated around the country, and that is an excellent story of that. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
For your own most important guest, because you really pull back the curtain to let people know what is going on. You know, so many people want to focus on the petty criminals at the bottom of the pecking order and quote FBI statistics to prove that, you know, the people of color are less moral. You see, your story proves how much white middle-class professionals, because that's, you know, I know the fingerprints on the knives in my back belong to government employees and white-collar professionals, particularly a lot of those people who work in the businesses called practices. Now, their evil is allowed to go unimpeded because of all this covering up.
Yes,
and you see what
yes.
they did to you, Joyce? They tried to make you ostracize you, make you feel alone and crazy because so many of them are going along with the system to protect their livelihoods. And they are. Actually, there's laws against this. You're considered an accessory after the fact. But if you are a white-collar professional in one of those, quote, respected practices or a government employee, if you go to anybody in law enforcement, that's why it chaps my butt, all these people who are still apologists for any and everyone in our judicial system who pretend to be there to serve us. But when you go there, all they're trying to do is scoot you away and get rid of you. And all of these people want to deny there's such a thing as white privilege. There is, and what they don't understand is even white middle-class people can be a victim of white privilege, like you and I and Mayat have been or whatever, because if those people are higher on the pecking order, they can victimize you too. And law enforcement has a bias toward helping more powerful people because more powerful people can aid them in their career and reward them, and less powerful people cannot reward them and cannot really do anything about what they're doing to them. So there is an unconscious bias that runs throughout our legal system. And so, you know, the thing is, I just, people need to realize you think, you know, you're safe and you can't be the victim of this, but we're white people and we have been the victim victim of it when we, because I don't have, I'm pretty sure, Joyce, pretty much all these people involved in the cover-up were the majority of them both male and female white middle-class people.
Yes, they were. And not one of them were ever were censured in any way, shape, or form. Even the people that I could prove were directly involved with the cover-up. None of them. Not one of them.
And you prove my point. They never get into the FBI statistics.
No.
Because nobody does anything about them, so the FBI statistics don't mean poop, okay?
That's right.
Because they whereas somebody like Larry Pinkney, who is black, they framed and sent him to prison for 10 years.
Let me
tell me there's not a bias in law enforcement?
Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. I've got to move on. I got so many callers, but you are absolutely right. Frame somebody like Larry Pinkney, who is oh my gosh, what a gold standard he is of a human being. And they frame him, put him in prison for 10 years, and then all these other people out there who are responsible for murder. Murder of how many children, how many scores of children, and not one person even so much has had a censure from the nurses, the Board of Nursing Examiners or the Board of Medical Examiners. They were not fired. Nothing. Nothing happened to them. I am just astounded. And you are so right in every single thing you just said. And the people who are complicit in this, they will pay their dues sometimes. They will have to stand for what they have done. But, I mean, how many physicians? And, by the way, I didn't even get into the whistleblowing case with St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Houston. If you want to see that, there were 120 people who knew that this was going on in that case. And I'm not going to go into it right now. 120 people knew. And we were going to go forward one day and all stand up. And guess what? On that day, only one person went forward, and that was me. You can look at the case, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, V, St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. Riley V, St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. I was a Keytom whistleblower in that case. 13 years of my life spent in that case. And for what? And there are 120 people who knew that the fraud was going on. Knew and did nothing. And nobody was censured. Let's go to Jerry in Indiana. Jerry in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Hey, Joyce. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, Joyce. I want to thank you for your story. I've never really heard your story before, but I've been a long-time listener.
Oh, well, thank you.
Last time I called into your program, you had Chuck Carter on. I called in right after that. 40 years of a shortwave listener. This is the most courageous act that you have, you know, let the people know that I have heard in my 40 years of listening. I appreciate what you've done, your intestinal fortitude. And I want to direct this at the men in this country. You would be something if you would have half of Joyce Riley's intestinal fortitude. Men in this country need to start acting like men instead of wimps. And Joyce, that's all I have. I love you. I love your story.
Wow.
And a longtime listener, I've listened to you ever since you came on shortwave.
I
haven't supported a whole lot monetarily because of the situation I'm in, and that's another day. But, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Jerry. Wow, you make me cry. You all make me cry. I did not see this as being strong. I did not see it as intestinal fortitude. It was, I had to do this. I had to do this. I got to tell the truth. It had nothing to do with being brave, ladies and gentlemen. Well, then when it got into the Department of Defense thing, and that got a little shaky. But it had nothing to do with being brave. It had everything to do with, wait a minute, the world wants to know this. And little did I know, they didn't want to know. Those are very kind words, Jerry. Wow. I'm just, and thanks to Renee. Renee is the one that said, you need to tell your story on the air. And thanks, Renee. That's the reason I did this today. I made the decision to do this. But it's not about me. It's about you guys standing up. I already done my thing. I've done my gig in the truth-telling stuff. I don't know where else to go now. I don't want any more tragic things to happen that I have to tell about. But if they do, I will. But you guys need to tell the truth. Thank you so much, Jerry. Who's our next caller, Scott? I didn't hear it.
We have David in Alabama.
David in Alabama. David, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, David.
Yes, Joyce. Thank you. My first time chatting with you. I'm glad you're doing well, Joyce. I'm
kicking
up with your condition. So, but I feel armed with your DVD, Beyond Treason, and I also had the enemy inside the military. But I was at a school. I just alarmed how they, the military pretty much has taken over the school. They walk around the campus talking to these young men. But I was going to a library and a recruiter had this young man, and I went back to my car and got a couple of DVDs. And I said, hey, sir, I said, would you like one of these? So the little military guy looked at those and said, what is that? I told him what it was. He said, no, I don't need that. And I said what they were about in front of this little young recruit. So he would know what I had. So the guy said, no, so that's not true. I'm okay. I said, brother, you just keep living.
Wow.
But it's a fight. And let me tell you this. I wish that there was some kind of DVD or something to move on that Janine situation, because you can't get everybody to listen to shortwave.
Wow.
Everybody's not available. And But this is recorded, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is recorded. But, you know, there is a DVD. There is an investigation discovery, I understand, show of this that has occurred of Janine Jones. But thank you very much, David, in Alabama. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with the Power Hour. And thank you all for listening to this today. It's not about me. It's about you. And it's about what you are going to do. This is why we are so grateful to have GCN Radio, ladies and gentlemen, and the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you. you for joining us, caring about your world. Just remember, that is not inner defense, ladies and gentlemen. That is not inner defense. People are getting confused. They're getting upset. They're calling me, emailing me. Inner defense is the one that I talk about. So I just want you to know that. So I don't want anybody else mad at me or they're not getting what they think they're getting. I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. Take this story and go somewhere with it. Don't just let it stop here. I mean, you can order the CDs, I guess, and that would be one thing. If you know somebody, I mean, there are parents still in Texas that don't know what happened to their children. There are parents that had a child, what do we say, almost 40 years ago, die at Bexar County Hospital, and they don't know why. I talked with a lady who was recently told that her child was one of those people that Janine had killed. I mean, what a thing to learn 40 years later. So the story is in The Death Shift, the book The Death Shift, and I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. I don't think it's still being printed. And Deadly Medicine. Deadly Medicine and The Death Shift. And you can get the CDs from the Power Hour, $5 a piece, for an hour of the show. And we just talked about whistleblowing the second and third hour. We didn't really get to what I would do differently, and I think we can do a show on that, just being a whistleblower, period, not particular cases, but it took so long to get through this case. I want to read, we don't have any callers right now, so let me read, I don't know why y'all hung up, but anyway, let me read a testimony I just got. This is just so amazing. From a vet, from a Vietnam vet. Words cannot express the difference that the original bottle of Time Challenger made in every aspect of my husband, a Vietnam vet. We were able to get it for a while, but are going through a temporary financial valley with an unexpected move and other health issues. Time Challenger makes the greatest impact on my husband's energy and stress levels. He went through such a decline for 10 years prior to Time Challenger. I honestly did not think he would still be here. My memories of those 10 years were of him unable to get out of bed half of our married life. He had no energy whatsoever. Everything changed when he started to take Time Challenger. I'm not trying to get a supply through the Power Hour free endlessly, but I would never ask if we weren't in a rut for one more bottle. We are getting ready to address Jay's low service pension, which will be stressful for him, but it has to be done, and we are barely surviving anymore. Whatever you decide, we love you and thank you for being a gift of health, and for this gift of health, we did not think we would have during this time. Wow. Unbelievable. That's from Florida. Incredible. I'm going to put that in the, ask Catherine to put that in the email blast. I sent it to her. Jerry Peterman, thank you so much for Time Challenger. Thank you. Wow. You bet you'll be getting a supply. You bet. I just thank this wife for emailing us and wanting to say, I mean, doesn't that make you feel good when things really work? I mean, you hear of people saying things that they tell you work. We have things that really work, or we don't sell them. And I am just so impressed with this. And Jerry Peterman, anyway, thank you to this wife. We definitely will be getting some Time Challenger out to them today. To be able to help them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just am astounded. I am just astounded at the good things that we hear about our products, and I love it. I love it, I love it. So please support the Power Mall. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be doing an interview with a veteran from prison. If all goes well, and the warden lets him on the show with his attorney, he's under capital charges. He was convicted of killing, and he is going to be talking to us about what's going on with veterans in prison and his case and why he believes he needs to get out of prison. And we'll tell you how you can support him. I've been talking to this man for over 10 years now and tried to testify at his case, but the judge wouldn't allow me. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all, and go talk to people and talk about what's happening. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour.